Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Stupid management.
The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie. I just called
to say. My ex-husband, his mate told him he could enlarge his penis by tying a brick to it and throwing it out the window.
No.
Yeah. And that's why he's my ex-husband.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Jeez, I had a pretty crappy weekend, Ollie. How about you?
Don't say that, Tom.
Don't say that.
Everyone knows it was my birthday. No, if you didn't know, it was my birthday on the weekend. Sunday. And
happy 28th, mate.
I'm going to say it, best birthday ever.
Oh, so, that's cute. Is that because you got everyone to sit in a circle and talk about how good you are?
I didn't
that
make...
That was a bit of a weird part of the evening.
I didn't make anyone do that. Yeah. That just happened naturally.
And no, it did.
If my friends want to give words of affirmation and praise to me...
It was extremely orchestrated and I got forced to say something good about you, which is never a good thing.
Well, people discuss the fact that what you said about me was the least genuine and the least giving of everyone there. So that is awkward. You know, I just met Steph, on that day, and even she was nicer than you were.
Not tonight.
Oh, sorry. It's about you now, is it? I thought it was my birthday yesterday.
We've got a massive show for you tonight. Stick around right through to 10 p.m., I reckon, if you can.
Yeah.
We're gonna chuck on the new British India song and ask what you think about it in Flick It or Lick It. Mm. And we've also got a self-confessed sex-obsessed sexpert called Nadia Bocchetti, coming in for Naughty After Nine, answering your sex questions, as well as putting forth some of her own, as we do have questions on this show.
I want to start the show, Tom, with a question. Mm-hmm. It pertains to hens and bucks parties. I'll actually hold the question, because I want to reveal to you that it's divisive. It caused a big argument over the weekend at my birthday party.
Especially with your girlfriend, which is never a good thing.
Man, we're having a great weekend. Tension arose when it came to who's invited to the bucks party and the hens party. In this case, a bucks party is being planned. And I need everyone's help to work out what is okay and what's not okay.
Because I feel like everyone's experienced this as well at some stage.
Who's invited? Anyway, up next, I'll tell you the shocking thing that Sarah has put to me about this bucks party.
Your girlfriend. This is Tom and Ollie on Triple M. US Forces Midnight Oil, Triple M's Tom and Ollie will ask you to flick or lick the new British India song called Midnight Homie. Oh, it's good stuff. Hey, always get involved in our socials as well. Tom and Ollie across Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
The prank.
Oh, yeah, there is a prank on our boss, which is very fun, but also get involved in the brand new poll that is about this very thing, Ollie.
The poll is this question, Tom. Can the opposite sex come to the hens or the bucks party? For a bucks party, can a lady come? For the hens parties, can a guy come? I mean, I'm surprised we're discussing it because for me, it's a flat no. It's a big flat no.
Oh, because it's 2018 though, mate.
No, because here's the thing. Our friend Matt is getting married. Bucks party is inevitably being discussed.
Go big cat.
And we're planning it. And Sarah, my girlfriend, thinks she's invited. Now, she thinks she's invited for one reason, yeah. And that is, this is complicating, but she is on the bridal party. She's a groomsman. So she's breaking tradition in the sense that she's
a groomsmaid.
She's actually a groomsmaid. She's part of Matt's inner circle of like top three or four of us, I think. Mm. And so...
Oh, you in there as well?
I'm in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
You're not... Oh, I'm sorry.
Where was my...
I don't know. I have to ask Matt. But Tom, it's actually not about you, surprisingly.
Oh, that's annoying.
For once.
I like things being about me.
But the thing is, Sarah now thinks because of that she can come to the Bucks. And I was like, that's funny, Sarah. Obviously, you're not coming to the Bucks. There's no way. It's about the lads. Unashamedly, it's about the lads.
Well, Ollie, see, here's the thing, though. It's 2018, mate. You do have different genders on different sides of the party, and who cares anymore? However, when it comes to your girlfriend, definitely not. She's not coming to Big She's definitely not coming to Big Cat's Bucks.
Oh, okay. So you're going to argue in theory that it's okay, but not Sarah.
But this is the reason why, because she's invited to the hens as well. Pick a side, Sarah. Pick a side.
Oh, okay, so you're progressive enough to say that you should be able to change sides, but you've got to pick one side.
You can't go to both.
You have to
choose a side.
Well, good. I'm glad you agree with me. I think it would be totally double dipping for Sarah to come to the Bucks. And the thing is, this is my first good mate to have a Bucks party, really.
Yeah.
I mean, there was Andrew. That was pretty nice. But Matt's a real close friend.
Did Andrew have a Bucks? Oh, yeah, Andrew had a Bucks.
Maybe you weren't invited again. But probably. But this is the first close friend, and I don't want my girlfriend there. It's about the lads.
Well, currently on Instagram, there's been one vote for yes, two votes to no.
Oh, big poll. Well, it's just gone up now.
We literally posted it seconds ago. But Mick on 133353, what do you reckon about this? Can the opposite sex come to the hens or bucks?
Definitely not. Yep. Yep. We actually had a hucks party when I got married. It's a hens and bucks party.
Oh, no.
Oh, hucks. Okay. Good.
Isn't that just an engagement party?
No, she just didn't trust me with the boys.
Oh. And so did you keep it pretty safe?
Oh, yeah. There wasn't any light entertainment, if that's what you're meaning.
Yeah, shenanigans.
It's pretty good when you're going into a lifelong commitment with your partner and they can't even trust you for one night. I mean, that's the best. That's what you want.
That's
one, 133353. What do you think about this? Can the opposite sex come to the hens or bucks party? We want to know what you reckon. Let's rock into some really rocking music now as well.
The other thing is, though, if Sarah's the only girl there,
yeah,
all the guys, it's going to become a thing where it's like, oh, who's the chick? You know, like, so what's she doing there?
Yeah, but it's 2018.
Do a thing, so. Do a dance.
Yeah, we shouldn't be separating genders.
Well, it just shouldn't happen at all.
Give us a call, 133353. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. This one will get you up and about. Lightning crashes live. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. We'll ask you if you've seen a shameless copycat very soon, as well as if you've taken a thing called gardening leave, which I'm very in the dark about. But 133353, this one's going off on the Instagram poll, Ollie.
It sure is. Can the opposite sex come to the hens or the bucks party?
Mm.
It's after my girlfriend is imposing herself upon a friend of ours, a male friend of ours, and his bucks party. She thinks that as a good friend of his, she can flout the laws and come along. And I'm saying it is a law. You can't come along.
Well, especially if you're going to the hens party. You can't come to both, Sarah.
Yeah.
Come on, mate.
And the poll on Instagram is live.
Yeah, save it till the end, I think. Don't just spurt the results now.
Oh, why?
Well, because we're going to get phone calls and then they're mute otherwise, aren't they?
Okay, I just wanted to assert my own opinion, which is clearly being affirmed right now.
Bit of a tease, though, Ollie. You
okay,
know?
Well, the poll results revealed next.
Well, Chris on Instagram says, listening to you now, no. Big expleted.
No. But what I will say is that what I'm worried about is I'd be either too affectionate to Sarah at some point, right? I'd be touching her, cuddling her. And then guys would be like, oh, come on, get off her. Like, why'd you bring your girlfriend here, mate?
Yeah.
And then I would swing the other way and be too mean to her in public. And then she'd be angry at me for being mean and trying to get respect back with the lads.
Yeah.
So for me, it's a doomsday.
Well, it's definitely no partners. I mean, that's number one. You can't have someone's partner at a bucks or hens.
As in someone's partner. Oh, right. But what if your boyfriend Seth.
It'd be like, no, you can't have partners. Full stop. It's not a partner affair. It's a night off from the partners,
yeah, but what
isn't
if,
it?
But what if you Seth was a good mate of the buck, as are you?
It would be an awkward
what,
one.
The better friend gets to go, the less better friend
yeah,
can't
they'd go.
Go
to the hens.
Okay.
They go to the hens.
All right, well let's see what on 133353 John has to say. Evening, John.
Hey guys, Ollie, it's your old neighbour, John.
Oh, John, mate. How about those Kangas? Good win over Fremantle.
Mate, that was a great win yesterday.
Go
the Bombers, mate. That was a good win.
Mate, yeah. Bombers are finding some form, which is good to see after the, you know, we had a kick back in the day as younger kids.
All right, get into it. John, what do you reckon? Should the opposite sex be able to come to the hands or bucks?
Look, absolutely not, boys. If my wife came to my bucks, it would have been the most boring buzzkill type night in the world. Like, she was literally... Like my brother-in-law, who's a bit of a sheep, you know, goes with the flow, does whatever everyone else does. Mm. She said to him, one of our mutual good mates, she's like, under no circumstances are you to take him to the strippers. And of course, guess what happened 5 hours later?
You went to the bloody strippers.
We're at the strippers.
You're at the strippers. Yeah.
So, and she still doesn't know to this day.
Yeah, well, the strippers question is a different one. I don't think our mate Matt actually is that keen for strippers. And
no, I don't think strippers are needed in 2018.
Really, it's not my thing either, but you don't want your girlfriend there watching the stripper with you, that's for sure.
Joel on Instagram said yes.
Yes.
Just yes.
Just yes. Well, the poll results revealed very soon.
Kieran on 133353, can the opposite sex come to the hens or bucks?
I'm going to say no, but I'm going to throw a bit of a curveball at you and ask you a slightly different question. My partner is also a dude, and he thinks he should be coming to my brother's Bucks party.
No.
What do you think about that?
Well, that's what I was getting at with Tom's scenario.
I don't reckon, Kieran. I think partners, in any case, can't come to the Hens or Bucks together. So if you're in a same-sex relationship, I think one of you needs to go to the Hens.
That's a really strange opinion, isn't it?
Well, because, no, it's not a strange opinion, because everyone's there to have a good time without their partners.
Yeah. Well, I think that you've chosen that attitude out of nowhere.
Really?
A Bucks party isn't about you as a guest having a crazy single time. It's about the Buck having a single time.
Yeah, but the Buck is there without his partner. That's the big thing, right? The Buck is there without his bride-to-be.
Yeah.
Therefore, everybody else should be following along in the Buck's tradition and being like, yeah, we're all here without the loose, you know, we can get loose, you know? It's a night off from the partners.
Okay, well, I'm...
Hear me roar.
I don't know. I think you've got your own attitude there, but that's all right. You believe in it. That's good. Edward, what do you think?
Yeah, g'day, boys. I got a bit of a curveball as well. Initially, when you brought the question up, I was like, no, not a friggin' chance. Then I remembered 4 years ago, I was actually the maid of honour at my friend's wedding.
Yeah, well, this is happening more and more these days, isn't it?
Yeah. That's a longer story in itself, but good friends and all of that. But yeah, so I actually went to the Hens party as well.
You did?
But I didn't go to the Bucks.
Okay.
Did you
feel like a weirdo or a bit of a sore thumb?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Mm. Yeah. I thought it'd be exciting seeing what the girls would get up to, but it really wasn't all that exciting. So.
Good fun with the penis straws, was it?
I gave those a miss.
You gave them a miss, yeah. Okay.
But yeah, so it was a lot of high tea and drinking wine up at the wineries in Queensland.
Well, after going over to the dark side, Edward, you would know most of all. You know best from everyone. Should the opposite sex be going to the Hens or Bucks?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, and he's learnt. He's been there.
There we go. Should we have a look at these poll results on Instagram, Ollie? It says here that... Oh, dip, skip past it. That'll be right. 83% of people have said no.
No. Well, there you go, Sarah, my girlfriend. You cannot come. It's been decided by radio.
Yeah, good.
You cannot come to Matt's Bucks party.
Yeah.
You can help organise it, but you can't come.
Yeah. Just pick one.
Go to the Hens, mate.
And it's the Hens.
Yeah.
You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Bad case of loving you, Doctor, Robert Palmer, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Nice. British India's new song, Midnight Homie, very soon with Flick It or Lick It. We'll ask your say on the music.
Midnight Homie. Interesting track name.
I know. And in brackets, it's like All My Friends or something. It's pretty cool.
That's not far away. As well as gardening leave on the agenda, Tom. Gardening leave. I know you're not across that, but... I want to reveal to you what happened to a friend of mine.
You know what I am across, though, Ollie?
What?
Everything in the world of television. This is what we call TV Tommy.
Good evening and welcome to television.
Missed what was on the box?
Touchdown!
Just going on, Mal.
Catch up with TV Tommy.
It's pretty simple. I go to the Facebook pages of popular TV shows, read the comments, and I've basically seen the TV show.
Don't watch the show, Tom. There's no point.
Something that's been getting a lot of press recently, a TV show... Is that new one called...
Love Island?
Love Island, Australia,
forget
Ollie.
Forget the name.
Yeah, I've definitely forgot the name.
You probably should have watched the show.
10 gorgeous girls and guys all looking for the one. But along the way, the game will shake up with new singles entering the villa and forcing others out. Mm-hmm. Because to stay on Love Island, you must be in a couple.
Before you... Oh, okay, yeah. So it's like Bachelor in Paradise, of course, but different. Bit of hot goss, though. It's going on to 9 Go, and I think 9 Now... To drive people to those, you know, ulterior 9 channels, not the main Channel 9.
Yeah, right. There you go. Sophie Monks, of course, hosting it. But Ollie, I took to those Facebook pages. Oh, you should hear what some people have said.
Well, I'm going to hear it from you.
Like Andriana.
What's she
Adriana.
What's
she Andriana. Said? Should rename it to Herpes Island.
Oh, Adriana.
Hot Luke stuff. Says, we'll go down as the worst one ever. But I'd still go on a show like this, lol.
Lol, lol. Who's this double lol?
Andy.
I would love to go on this show and try and find my girl and hear these girls on this show are smoking hot.
Speaks the truth.
Rebecca said, this guy's super serial killery, like a modern day Ted Bundy.
Oh.
Linda said, I would rather watch paint dry.
Tom, a lot of your voices for the females are being very similar. Can you sort of change it up a little bit?
I don't have any more females on here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I've got Rebecca.
No.
That's it.
That's it.
Short and sweet. Thanks, Belle.
Pedro.
Don't do a voice.
All right, I think that.
Was it Napoleon Dynamite? The Pedro character? What Pedro?
Maybe change the name to Bogan Island. It's trying to not to look like Big Brother.
Is that Pedro?
Yep.
Sounds like Pedro.
You're all up to date thanks to TV Tommy.
So there you go. Don't watch the show. Just hear TV Tommy every night.
Oh, mate, it's good.
Is it on every night? What night's it on?
Don't know. Nobody put that on my sheet of information, so.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Just like a five-year-old, these two keep asking questions. And just like a five-year-old, our Play-Doh bill is through the roof. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
It's not often that we ask you to have your say on the music that we play, but we do like to do it in this.
Tom and Ollie's Flick It or Lick It.
It's pretty simple. It's like a yes or no for a track. It's that easy. 133353 to have your say on the new British India track.
It was formerly Rock It or Roll It. No longer. It is Flick It or Lick It. So your chances are there. Flick it if you don't like it. Lick it if you do like it.
Thank you for the name, John. This one's, British India, Rolly. It's called Midnight Homie, in brackets, My Best Friends.
Yeah, from their album from last year, Forgetting the Future. See if you like it. We'll get more deets after this. But let's hit play, Tom, and see what you think on 133353. Give it a flick, give it a lick. It's up to you.
Ooh, I'm liking this intro already. Yeah, nice. Let's rock into it.
Melbourne boys, of course, these guys.
British India, Midnight Homie. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, Flick It or Lick It. That is rocking new music from British India. It's called Midnight Homie, in brackets, My Best Friends. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie, and we're asking you to do this.
Tom and Ollie's Flick It or Lick It.
So jump on the phone, 133353. What did you think about that brand new British India song, 133353, Flick It or Lick It?
By the way, Tom, lead singer Dylan Mellier says that Midnight Homie is one of those beautiful songs, the songs you like the best, where you don't really have to work for them at all. So it must have come pretty easy for the guys.
That's pretty good.
I guess that's how it works with songs, you know. Some are hard work and some are easy. Yeah. He also said that the lyrics, which in the song he says, My night is better than your whole life, is taken straight from...
My night is better than your whole life.
Yeah, that's great, thanks. It's taken straight from Lou Reed's My Week Beats Your Year.
Wow.
So a bit of borrowing, but all good songs borrow a little bit.
Midnight Homie was released last year on their Forgetting the Future album. They, of course, formed in 2004. We're padding for your calls on 133353. Flick it or lick it.
I think at this stage, Tom, the numbers appear to be 50-50 in terms of flick it or lick it. So,
why is that? Because no one's giving
very
us a call?
Very much just a divided group here. We can't decide what people want to do.
Michael on 133353, flick it or lick it for New British India.
Lick it.
Flick it. Flick it. Not a fan, Michael.
Nah, he's whinging at me. He's just yelling at me, whinging, saying, yeah, better than you, I'm better than you. He can just get stuff.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I do hear what Michael's saying, to be honest. I kind of get that.
Ollie, we like to lick all songs here at Triple M.
Oh.
Never bag the music.
I didn't say flick it. I said I hear what he's saying. I literally can hear what he's saying.
Patrick on 133353, flick it or lick it for the new British India.
Lick It Boys, of course. It's great. Great band. Great album. It's been out for a while now, but I love it. Good song.
Big fan, nice. Patrick.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, great. We'll put it down. That's half-half.
Adrian.
Back to 50-50.
Adrian.
Yeah, hi, gents. How are you? Got to lick it.
Oh,
got to
really?
Lick it. Give it a big lick, Adrian. Go on, do that sound.
Brilliant. Nice. We'll also get Jono. Would you like to flick it or lick it?
Mate, lick it. It goes off.
It goes off.
Did you turn it up? On your
mate,
way
I was cranking
from,
it. Yeah, I was cranking it. I'm on my way home from the pub and I'm cranking it.
Oh.
That's a good soundbite to have.
Yeah, mate.
You're on the way home, you're cranking
it. I think you've made the opener for tomorrow night, Jono. Well done. Producer Bell, what did we get to with Flick It or Lick It for the brand new British India called Midnight Homie, My Best Friends?
It's 75% Lick It.
Oh!
Could have told you that, 3 out of 4. Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, we took into account all of the calls.
Oh, there's calls we couldn't get to as well.
No.
There was lots of calls we couldn't get to, and finally, 75%.
I never said that. I just said it takes into account all the calls.
Yes, it does. And that number is elusive.
Nice one from British India, Midnight Homie. If you want to have your say, join the Triple M Club at triplem.com.au if that's your say on the music as well.
Up next, Tom, I know that you're not across this term, gardening leave, but I want to know if anyone has done this. At their workplace. I'll explain what it is. A friend of mine at a different workplace has been given this opportunity, which is a very strange strange scenario to be in, gardening leave.
You have a second workplace?
Separate workplace? I don't know. What I, no, I haven't got a second workplace.
Right, okay.
Different job.
Oh, okay.
Not this workplace. And I don't work with her. But she's had gardening leave.
Very confusing. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, stick around. It's Learning to Fly, Pink Floyd. You were Tom and Ollie on Triple M. A man who caused some chaos over in the US is on the show very soon, Ollie. His name's Callum. He's got a web series coming up. And speaking of internet stuff as well, go over to our Instagram at Tom and Ollie with a Y and check out the prank we did on our bus. Oh, shit.
God. Original prankster. We got you, Goffy. Take that. Now, Tom, if you haven't never heard of this, then it's probably because you're not across the corporate world. But gardening leave is a thing. And if you've ever had gardening leave, or the other phrase you could be familiar with is being walked out. It's happened to a friend of mine in the corporate world. What it is, and it's insane, I want to know if it actually happens to people often, is this friend of mine, she working in a corporate job in the city, she's left the job. She said, I'm resigning, I'm moving on. I've got a job elsewhere at a competitor, at a competing firm that's in a similar field of like accountancy and IT and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so as soon as she told them that she's going there, what they have is a thing called gardening leave, or you get walked out and they say, right, pack your desk up right now. We're walking you out. And you, because we've got to save our IP in case you start stealing our practices.
IP?
Intellectual property.
Oh, so corporate.
Yeah, yeah.
So corporate.
Sorry, for me, that's the language I speak.
Oh, really? Yeah, you're a corporate kind of guy.
I'm pretty corporate. My girlfriend's corporate. I speak corporate.
Yeah, right.
So the IP can't be stolen. So they march you out. They pack up your desk and it's being called walked out, right? And it's the thing that happens. So today was her last day, even though she's meant to be getting paid out for the next 4 weeks or 3 weeks. She gets what's called gardening leave. She can go home and do nothing and do gardening.
That's insane. That's insane.
But the idea of someone literally getting walked out to me is quite funny.
We got walked out.
Did we though?
In Albury, we got literally walked out of the building.
No, but we knew we'd been fired for like 2 months.
Yeah, but our boss
put a brave face on.
Walked us out of the building the last day.
No, but that's different. That's someone just being nice and walking you out of the building. There's a difference between being walked out, you know, saying, guys, thank you so much, and being like, all right, take up that pencil case, take up your papers, and you get led out to the front door and say, don't come back.
Well, they should have done it to us because we stole all of the stuff on the hard drive, didn't we? You took the hard drive home.
We stole the IP.
Where is the hard drive?
We stole the IP of all this, all our old shows and stuff.
Of all the secrets, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I lost it. I did lose it. I'm sorry about that. That was my bad. But I've lived and learnt.
Didn't need to walk us out in the end.
No, didn't need to. Hadn't stolen anything.
And we're back at the same company, so.
But if you've been stolen, if you've been walked out, rather, 133353, I'd love it if someone has just been told, all right, well, here's your stuff. Like, because there's no goodbyes.
Mm.
There's no, like, you're normally at a workplace, it's like, oh, it's your last week, hugs all round, let's have some cake. This is just like, right, take your stuff, get out.
It's awkward.
It's really awkward.
All right, 133353, have you ever experienced gardening leave?
Have you been walked out and then been able to enjoy the fruits of gardening leave?
Oh, nice. It's a long shot, I reckon.
And did you actually garden? Or did you just have your feet up, watching Netflix?
And chill.
And chilling.
133353, with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Collective Soul Shine, Tom and Ollie, Triple M, after 9 o'clock. I know it's an hour away, but it's worth sticking around for because we got self-confessed, sex-obsessed Nadia Bocchetti on the show. She's going to be outrageous after 9.
And outspoken, Tom, with some sexy stuff there. But right now, it's a Monday. We're talking about work, the workplace, and the corporate workplace, Tom, and the phenomenon of being walked out. Good, Tom.
Good, thank you.
Jazzing it up with some music.
Yeah.
Because I know that you love this stuff.
So boring.
Corporate life. Being so walked boring. Out happens if you do get a job in a competing firm.
Yeah.
I didn't know this till today. This is my girlfriend, Sarah, told me this.
It's because it's a snore fest, but yeah, go on.
you get walked out because you might be stealing intellectual property to your competitor. So they say, pack up your desk right now, leave the building. Eka, who is Eric Brennan on Twitter, said, twice on gardening leave in my life, Ollie. Total of 8 weeks. No gardening was done.
Snore.
On gardening.
Okay.
What's this?
Oh, you don't know this?
What's the relevance?
Wait for it.
Oh, here we go.
If you don't know it. Here we go.
Just Keep Walking. It's pretty good. It's on brand.
Matt, I'm 1-3-5-3. You ever had gardening leave, been walked out?
Oh, I certainly have, fellas. It was the biggest shock, but in some ways, the best thing that ever happened to me, that it was a blowaway.
So do you actually get walked out? Like, does someone just escort you from the building?
Well, pretty well. I came back from being in Europe after going over to direct the TV show over there.
Oh, cool.
Sent a hard drive back. So I sent the IP back on a plane to Australia while I had some annual leave in Europe. Right. Came back. And my computer wasn't there, and I was walked out. So, yeah, I said, do you want to go on gardening leave? And I thought, well, we're not a gardening company. We're an ad agency.
So what did you do on your gardening leave? Any gardening?
To be honest with you, when I was on gardening leave, my fiance at the time put me on gardening leave as well.
Right.
Because I had lost the stability of the finance of the family. Which is a great thing.
So you're saying your wife ditched you?
Well, my fiance ditched me because I'd lost the economic stability. She ran off with a guy with money. And I thought, God, there's a lot of imposters on this planet.
Mm.
Oh. And I dug deep and came out with an old invention of mine, and things are looking pretty good for an early retirement.
That's good.
Okay. Bit of a twist, though, there, Tom, with the gardening leave. The wife took him on gardening leave.
Yeah.
And left him.
Yep.
You're having fun with that?
You want more?
Ben on 1-3-3-5-3. Oh, what happened with your gardening leave?
I gave them a 4 weeks notice, offered to train the new person that they were going to have to hire to replace me.
Yep.
They told me no, walk out. Mm-hmm. I just rung the new company and got the new job at, started the following Monday, got paid twice.
Oh, double pay, Ben.
Brilliant. Take
a walk on the wild side. When you were walked out, did you feel pretty cool or was it a bit embarrassing?
Still more questions.
I feel let down.
What kind of job was it?
It was working for an electronics company. That's all I'll say.
That's all you'll say. See, pretty secretive there, Tom. That's intriguing to me because he's given us a little bit of information and he's letting us, you know, just ponder on what it could have been.
Do you know a song called... this is a good song to go in on.
I asked for one song, Craig David, Walk This Way. Where is it?
I did it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No worries.
Tuned out.
Listen next time. Oh, you've tuned out?
Oh, sorry. I'm the one running the conversation here. So,
yeah, well,
you're
boring.
Just pressing buttons.
It was boring.
Tech boy?
So boring. Up next, we've got a guy who's run amok over in the States, causing ruckus, Ollie, in a brand new web series. Stick around. You want a little bit more of this?
You've yes, please.
Go. Where you shouldn't have been a messing. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Still so much more to come. Stick around for Naughty After Nine as well with self-confessed, sex-obsessed Nadia Bocchetti on the show.
And also, love your involvement on Facebook and Instagram at Tom and Ollie.
And Twitter as well. Twitter's been coming through tonight.
Oh, yeah. Jake said on Facebook, he's in the car park listening to the show, loving it. I've added that better, pardon. But he said, in front of me, I see this car, and it's the guy's got a rego, but it's in reverse. Dr. Wang, in reverse, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
cool.
Reflected. So if you can work it out backwards, then you can probably find him. Not that no one's going to find Dr. Wang.
God. So much wrong with that sentiment. We've still got Shameless Copycats coming up as well that we'd love to get your responses on. But hello, Mr. Callum Padgham.
G'day, Tom and Ollie. I'm really happy to be here. Can I be the third member, the third musketeer? Tom, Ollie and Callum?
Nah.
Don't laugh it off.
Definitely not.
It's a good joke, Callum.
Now, you know, if I had a soundboard, I'd be pressing that twice as hard as you.
Doesn't matter. It's all on me, mate. I've got control. You've got a web series coming out, and I love what you've done here. You've gone over to the US. You've caused some ruckus. Up next, let's hear about these insane things that Callum's been doing.
Oh, and the title's the best part, Tom. The American Tourist.
Hey!
Bit of a tourer, but also a bit of a terrorizer.
You say a bit of a tourer? Oh, yeah, no, I see what you did there. Yeah. What I did there.
Stick around. Callum's coming up next. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Solid Rock, Goanna, Triple M's Tom and Ollie.
And Callum.
Good, mate. You've got in there. We've got Shameless Copycats coming up soon because we have questions. I've got questions for this guy. His name's Callum Padgham. He's got a brand new web series coming out this Friday called American Tourist. Callum, welcome to the studio. You've basically gone over to the US and you've caused some ruckus and filmed it. Is that basically it?
That's basically it. And there are succinct 5-minute episodes coming out every Friday on my YouTube channel throughout the month of June. That starts this Friday.
You are literally the original prankster.
Well,
not really. Why not?
Well, the original. I mean, there's been other ones.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't know that candid camera gags were still around.
That's right. I've just brought them back. Candid camera's back. 2018.
So, Kellen, are you a YouTuber? Is that your title? What do we call you?
That's. I actually had to come out to my parents at Christmas.
Mum,
as a YouTuber. Kicked out firmly on the street.
Yeah.
Well, let's play the theme song to this brand new web series called American Tourist. Nice.
That's Madeline Lamont and the Desert Swells. Great Melbourne country band.
Oh, there you go. Well, we've actually got a country band that we love.
We've got our own style of country music.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm late to the trio. Yeah. Just fill me in on anything off air. Maybe not on air. It's a bit embarrassing.
Have you heard of Aaron Watson at all?
Have I ever?
Oh. When you fear, when you fail, when you feel you're going to
fall, follow your heart and always believe in the cut it.
It's my boyfriend's favorite song.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think, though, for Callum, who's just been to Nashville, maybe God Loves Cowboys would have been the most appropriate song to play.
Yeah, you mean this one? Ooh, that's why
God loves cowboys. Now tell us
so good.
It's funny that you should say Nashville, because that actually happens to be, coincidentally, the first episode that's coming out this Friday.
Well, that's why I said it, Callum. I was segueing into the fact that you've been to Nashville and you've even leveraged the idea of country music. Why don't you give our audience a bit of a taste as to what they can expect from American Tourist in episode one?
Okay, so episode one, I believe I saved the best till first, which is actually the age-old entertainer's trope. Yeah. Essentially what happened 10 years ago, Keith Urban, the famous guy, sued a very unfamous oil painter from New Jersey, also named Keith Urban, for owning the website www.keithurban.com.
Okay.
Now, in a triumphant win for the little guy, the oil painter actually won the case, so I decided to bring back the unfamous Keith Urban for a legitimate meet and greet in downtown Nashville, the country music capital of the world, and just not tell anyone that it wasn't the famous Keith Urban.
Okay, great.
So as you can imagine, actually, Tom, we actually ended up getting a fair few people pretty excited.
You got a chant going, didn't you?
We want Keith! We want Keith! We want Keith!
How many people were there chanting?
Look, by the time that this thing climaxed, we wound up with about 60 people. And I would say, like, the median age you're looking at is about 55, all white, all overweight, all marginally homophobic, like, just real perfect fodder.
And yet Keith's long hair, they love it. They're loving Keith's beautiful locks and sexy look.
But you'd never actually believe, because it really, I was just about to, can I say the S word? I can't say the S word.
Yeah,
so shit hit the fan.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
well, I was going to say, just to get some clarity, what you're doing here is you're just shit stirring.
That's right.
You've gone to America to cause trouble.
I'm sticking a stick in America, in the bowl, the proverbial toilet bowl of America, and stirring it around in circles.
So you've got these earnest Keith Urban fans chanting along in the streets.
No, it's not earnest Keith, it's just Keith.
Ah, okay, that's a different person.
Yes, that's right. But you'd actually never believe, because it all culminated in a moment when a lovely lady that runs a tour bus company, this is a huge spoiler alert, by the way, everybody, a lovely lady that runs a tour bus company actually emerged from the crowd and had a suggestion of her own.
You ain't seen my double decker?
Oh, you've got a double decker?
I'll bring it right up here. I'll put you and him right on it.
Okay.
I can put 60 people on it.
Oh, you can put 60 people on it?
I sure can. You want to go for a ride?
Do we want to get 60 people on with Keith Urban?
Can we make it happen,
Tanya?
All I do is make one phone call if you're serious.
I'm damn serious. Right. Bring it on down.
Hang on. So that's an operator of a tour bus company.
That's right.
Wanting to give you a double-decker bus to put Keith Urban and 60 people on it.
That's right, because she was so excited. It's just amazing cross-promotion for both Keith Urban and Nashville's most significant tour bus company.
Callum, I have seen the trailer, and it's got to be seen to be believed, this stuff. And with Americans as well, there's a real visual element to the way they get involved. But how do you create such a moment, a raw moment, in the streets?
Well, this is the thing. I think I could only pull off that particular scenario in that particular city because Keith Urban happens to actually be Australian.
Mm.
So, so I can walk around and I can actually pretend to be Keith Urban's tour manager, and everybody's like, well, he must be. I mean, just listen to his accent. Nobody I know can do a convincing Australian accent.
Oh, God, this is so full on for a night show, isn't it?
Is it?
Like, well,
should have thought that before inviting me in. Just so we all know, I actually invited myself in.
So, did you get into any real trouble? Let's forget about Nashville. That sounds like it went off without a hitch, apart from the
essentially without a hitch. There was actually a little bit of trouble at the end.
Oh.
We looked this up. Inside, it doesn't exist.
Of course, none of this does.
And you just can't do it.
I look like a dumbass.
To be fair, you did organise the bus on your own accord.
I did it because we thought Keith Urban was here.
Keith Urban is here.
He's in town.
That is not that, the Keith Urban. No.
That's just another guy named Keith Urban.
No,
that's a joke.
But it's not funny.
How good is it when somebody says so self-righteously, but it's not funny? And then on the other side of the world, on commercial radio, a room
back.
Full of people laugh.
Yeah, yeah. She's just saying, we trusted you. Isn't that? That's what it is.
Well, I love like a bad person.
I love in America, though, how everything is big, everything's grand, everything's massive. And so we thought on 133353, what's the most American experience you've had? Like, what's some of the crazy stuff you got up to overseas?
Give us your America highlights.
Yeah, and you can also watch Callum's series, American Tourist, from this Friday, the 1st of June, coming to YouTube every Friday, with that first episode being Nashville. Callum will stick around, but 133353.
What is the loosest thing you saw in America? What is your American highlight? What do you need to share about your trails and travels to America?
133353. Give us a call. You with Tom and Ollie.
And Callum.
Oh, on Triple M. Jesus Christ. It's Longview, Green Day, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. And we've got a guy called Callum in here. Very soon we'll ask you about your shameless copycats.
Ooh.
And Ollie's got a brand new sports watch as well that he wants to talk about.
Well, my watch just said move. It buzzed and said move, which I already hate about this watch. But thanks for the gift, Tom.
Callum Padgham is in here. He's got a web series coming out on Friday called American Tourist. He's gone over to the States. He's caused some ruckus. He's filmed it, like a great episode of Candid Camera. And it'll be coming to you, five episodes.
We keep doing the candid camera thing, don't
Well,
we?
That's all it is. It's, you know.
That's all it is.
Is it like the show Just for Laughs, where the audio is not required?
It's exactly the same, just less funny.
Yeah, like
it. It actually is. It's the same title and everything.
big ladders falling off buildings and people landing into trucks.
This is the shameless copycat right here.
There'll be five episodes. The first one comes out this Friday. But we're asking 133353 for your crazy American experiences. What happened in America that you can give us a call about? 133353. You went to Burning Man, though, Callum.
I did go to Burning Man. I'm an avid burner. This will be my fourth.
An avid burner.
Avid burner. Yeah, you've got to get down with the lingo, man. This will be my fourth burn this year. Now, episode two of American Tourist.
I've got a burner.
you burn a phone. He says lifting up a phone for all of the people of Triple M to see.
Yeah, my iPhone 8's a burner. Yeah.
Now, something a lot of people don't know is that one in every 1,000 participants at Burning Man is actually an undercover cop.
Really?
Yeah, is that a stat? Right. One in every 1,000?
Straight up and down. So something, yeah, it's a huge amount, and a lot of burners are very paranoid, and as such, I decided to take advantage of this and pretend to be an undercover cop out at Burning Man this year, which actually proved quite interesting when asking people if they had any cannabis.
I've just run out of weed for my pipe. Do either of you guys have any weed at all?
I don't.
I literally just took all the weed out of my bag and left it at my camp.
Oh, where's your camp?
Where's my camp?
Yeah, no big deal. I'm just a burner, just like you.
And insane that Cypress Hill is playing in the background. I mean, how perfect is that?
Isn't that insane in the membrane?
Is it so insane in the membrane?
Those poor burners.
That's right. Those poor burners. You're down with the lingo already.
Yeah, I got it.
Am I ruining Burning Man by saying you should come to Burning Man on a commercial network?
Probably. Although for us, though, we're going, yeah, sweet, we're involved. Thanks, man. So is Burning Man your example of the most crazy American thing you've seen?
I think so. It's a very global thing. But in saying that as well, it could only exist in America because it is so about showing off to your neighbor and being bigger, being better.
Yeah.
Well, on Twitter, Tim's getting involved with the question, crazy American things you've seen. He said, I was kicked out of Warner Brothers in LA for doing Trump impersonations in the West Wing set.
Oh, good. Oh, that's
should we get him on the show?
Oh, that's great.
Let's get Tim on.
Chris on 133353, what's the most American thing you saw over in America?
Yeah, g'day, boys. I really like the show, first of all.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
No worries. Cheers. Right, so last year, a whole bunch of mates and I, we did a road trip from Texas to Miami. And about halfway through in Memphis, we were setting off fireworks about 1 in the morning for July 4, Independence Day.
Good on
you. And as you can imagine, it's pretty loud. And we were carrying on a bit. We'd had a few. And this one bloke comes around the corner carrying on like an idiot. You guys get the F out of here. You know, I'll blow your heads off. And he had a gun with him.
He crossed Chris.
Oh. Either a shotgun or a rifle, we're not sure. But, geez, we piled in that van and got out of there.
Oh, man.
Kept driving.
Mate, Yeah, we absolutely hightailed it.
Yeah.
Guns in America. I don't know if that's an issue, actually.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah,
that's nuts. Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Oh, yeah, good. Same to you guys. Really love the show.
It's very interesting. Everyone's the show tonight. That's good.
Hopefully Branker will say that up next. But, Greg, what's the most American experience you had?
Oh, mate, many years ago we got told by the travel agent, mate and I went over there and to sort of, sow our wild oats, so to speak. And they said, whatever you do, don't get in trouble with the cops because they will throw you in jail and ask questions later. Yeah. So on our first night, we went to this nightclub. And
is that where you sow oats?
The nightclub.
Yeah. And
good, Callum. Sorry, Greg, Callum's new to this.
Yeah, we weren't having much luck, so we went to this diner afterwards, and it was full of LA police, and they must have heard us talking, and we were pretty loud, and we'd had quite a bit to drink, and anyway, got in the car and proceeded to drive along on the wrong side of the road, and next thing you know, the cops in the background with the flashing lights pulled us over, and my friend and I were absolutely sweating bricks, so to speak, and...
Yeah, so the craziest thing was they drove on the wrong side of the road. So
that is crazy.
Drive on the right side of the road. This is all stories about guys doing dumb stuff. Like our callers are doing the dumb stuff.
When drinking.
Not seeing crazy stuff, just doing it.
Yeah, exactly. Branka, what's your crazy American experience?
Love the show.
Well, just firstly, I actually like the show more than the two previous callers.
Yes, thank you so much.
More than the two previous callers.
Oh, wow.
And your story's not as long as theirs.
We probably won't fade you out either.
Mine will be very brief. Okay, it must be a gun thing. Because this is good old 20-something years ago. I threatened to do a runner on a taxi driver when I was living in San Francisco and proceeded to have a gun pulled on me. I said, what if I do a runner? And he pulled a gun out and said, I'd shoot you. And just jokes, you know.
That's logic. That's called American logic, isn't it?
It is.
That's insane.
So did you do the runner or you paid?
Oh, I never planned on not paying. I just thought I'd test the waters.
Yeah, well, you learned your lesson.
Well, you can see what happens. Maybe guns were pulled on Callum Padgham as here. You can see his web series coming out this Friday called American Tourist. Callum, thank you so much for coming in, mate.
I'm so happy to be here. Boys!
Oh, I'll fade you down now.
American Tourist, TOURROR.
Tourist. Just search that one on YouTube, guys.
Up next, we'll also find out what Ollie thinks of his brand new sports watch.
Oh,
jeez. Beep, beep. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Firewood and Candles. Paul Kelly, before that, Love Her Madly, The Doors. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Thank you very much to Callum for coming in. He's got a brand new web series out this Friday called American Tourist. Spelt like tourist and then a rust at the end of it. And coming up soon, we've got a self-obsessed sex addict for Naughty After Nine.
Now, Tom, I just thought I'd catch everyone up on the birthday gift that you gave me. And I want to say a big thank you because you and some friends combined some money to get me a sports watch. It's a Garmin. And I'll tell you what, I'm loving it. I wanted to get a watch that would be able to track my heart rate when I go for a run and when I do a gym session.
Don't you dare.
And GPS. I don't know. You're already getting upset. I can see that.
Yep.
And
I wonder why.
Well, let me guess.
History repeating itself.
Sorry, is it because it's not Apple and it's Garmin? Is that why you're upset?
Just saying that on a previous birthday, I purchased you an Apple watch and you threw it back in my face.
I didn't want an Apple watch because they are silly and over the top. What this can do, if I scroll through from here, I've got the time here. I've got the date.
I'm so annoyed.
Scrolling through. Oh, yep. Heart rate, 86. Resting heart rate, 60. Go through to steps. Through to my last workout distance. Hang on. More steps. What's that? Calendar, reconciliation day today. And Callum Padgham, our guest. Weather, and then settings. So it's just the kind of thing.
Exactly what my watch does, an Apple Watch, that I got for you. I don't know why you think that's any different to an Apple Watch.
Well, it doesn't look like an Apple Watch, for one. It's Garmin. You can hear that. That's the light going on and off.
Oh, great. Some 90s little...
What?
A 90 cent.
Oh, okay. So my watch hasn't got like a Mickey Mouse cover face that has a cheeky little icon at the front of it. Mate, this is a sports watch. The only issue I do have is that it's pressed against my ganglion cyst, which is causing me some level of distress, and I may have to get that operated on just so the watch can sit flat. So thanks for thinking about that. I'm going to have to go to my right hand like an idiot.
And I thought you didn't want all the notifications and stuff to come through, yet you're receiving tweets on your wrist.
Yeah, I don't want those. I hate the tweets. I hate the messages saying, oh, you've got a missed call. And I also hate it when it says move. I just sat down for like half an hour.
Guys,
don't tell me to move.
Please make my night. And if you've got a Twitter account, everyone has an account that they never use. Please make Ollie's wrist go crazy. At Tom and Ollie. That's OLLY for Ollie. Give us a tweet now and just go something like buzz, buzz.
No, if you're
give him a wristy.
If you're going to tweet, just tweet saying, how bad's Apple? I'm happy to take those tweets. I'll take them. But the annoying thing is I can't change the settings. I don't know how it works.
Give Ollie a wristy at Tom and Ollie. Get his wrist buzzing right now.
No, you're going to upset my daily insist.
Oh, it's too much fun.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Two best mates.
I'm sick of you.
Oh, yeah?
And 3 hours of questions. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, you're making my night. Ollie's got a brand new sports watch that gives all his notifications to his wrist. Thank you to everyone who's doing hashtag buzz right now at Tom and Ollie on Twitter.
It's not a hashtag.
Well, you're getting your Twitter on. Everybody's sending notifications to Ollie's wrist. Thank you to Nicholas, Izzy, Stuart, Mick Murray, Bones, Jonathan, Tim.
Sorry, get it right. To my Garmin.
At Sporting Photog, Sarathian, Blasphemous. You guys are all awesome. You've all tweeted at Tom and Ollie with a Y.
No, stop it, because it's on the wrist. It's actually going to hurt my ganglion wrist as well, which is a ganglion wrist? Ganglion cyst wrist. And Stuart has said wrist injury from you know what. No, Stuart, it's a ganglion cyst. It's not from you know what.
Bones has said, go eat an apple, you dingo. Even Sarathian said, heard you on the way to Red Rooster. Enjoy that. Mark on 13353. What's this to do with the watch?
I was doing Oxfam walk this year, which is a 100K walk.
Nice one.
Trail walk, and I bought the watch.
Yeah, Mark, I've done it. I've done it. So Tom hasn't done it, but I've done it. So.
Oh, good work. Yeah. And so it was fantastic, tracked everything. And then after we finished the event, I was driving home back to Geelong, and my wrist started vibrating and telling me to move. So I thought, yeah.
You can't win, can you, Mark? You walk 100K for charity and you get told to move.
At Oi Old Boy just tweeted you, Ollie, saying cyst buzz.
Yeah,
so
why are you... You're never going to tell me, Tom. I'm getting the tweets myself on my wrist.
Oh, keep them coming through. At Tom and Ollie on Twitter. Up next, Shameless Copycats, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. What's my scene? Hoota Gurus, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Self-confessed, sex-obsessed Nadia on Naughty After Nine very soon, which is very exciting. How's that wrist going, Ollie? You getting a few buzzes, are you, on Twitter?
Yeah, I am getting buzzes from my new Garmin watch, which I got for my birthday. I don't appreciate the hashtag cyst wrist.
It's fun.
Well, cyst wrist, it's annoyingly accurate, but I have got a cyst on my wrist. And the buzzing from the tweets is upsetting the cyst. And I hope it vibrates so much that it bursts open and the liquid canoes out. Because that's what happens when you get it operated.
Hopefully that Garmin is waterproof. At Tom and Ollie with a Y if you want to make Ollie's cyst buzz.
It's like a weird fetish.
It is strange, isn't it?
Now, you've been talking about Shameless Copycats all show, Tom, been hooking towards it and building it up. Now, the Shameless Copycats refers to, well, the question is, have you seen a Shameless Copycat?
Yeah, 13353.
I was given tickets to a show on the weekend for my birthday from Matt and Alice. Matt and Alice gave me these tickets. Now, the thing is, it's the show, the title is Puffs.
Puffs?
Puffs. P-U-F-F-S.
Okay, all right.
What I'm suggesting to you here is that this show is a Shameless Copycat of an actual show, but it took a while to work out what the show was, and once I realized, I twigged. It's called Puffs, or in small letters, or 7 Increasingly Eventful Years at a Certain School of Magic and Magic.
Oh, stop it.
And there's a quote on the ticket which has Puffs, and the quote says, exudes, this is from the New York Times, exudes a jovial winking fondness for all things Harry.
Oh, okay.
And then there's like the logo or emblem of like a fake school and a badger. So it's clearly a show that is trying to trade off as a Harry Potter franchise, but it is in no way being given any rights or copyright to any of the products.
This is why it's a Shameless Copycat, because they're trying to change it just a little bit to get around it illegally.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm a Harry Potter fan, so I of course look at it and go, well, that's Harry Potter because it's got a school logo, it's got a badger, it's got, I mean, Puffs sounds like magic.
Well, it's Hufflepuff, isn't
Hufflepuff.
It?
But also like a puff of smoke.
Yeah. I actually think the show is about the Hufflepuffs.
That's what the house you're in. We all know I'm in Gryffindor with Harry in the main characters.
No,
and you're
I'm in Gryffindor.
You're in Hufflepuff because you're not brave, but you are somewhat book smart.
Oh, whatever. You're like he who must not be named.
Yeah, there you go. You're not brave enough to say his name. I'll say it. Voldemort.
Oh! 1-3-3-5-3.
Voldemort.
Oh!
There you go. I'll say it. Thanks, Tom. 1-3-3-5-3. I've got the balls to say it. I'm in Gryffindor. Have you seen a shameless copycat? Have you seen a ripoff, a try-hard, an attempted counterfeit where something is clearly tried to be something but is also hasn't been given the rights to be that?
Well, I thought we could play just a quick game as well right now, but give us a call, 1-3-3-5-3.
You could say the Apple Watch is a bit of a counterfeit of the Garmin, which is the superior sports watch. Sorry, go on.
I would like to play a little game here. I've got some names of some board games. Do you want to tell me what you think this board game is? Does that make sense? So I've got the name of the knockoff board game. What do you think the original one is? Ollie, Brave Doctor.
Operation.
Oh, nice.
Is that a real game?
Yep, pile up tower.
Jenga.
Yeah, here we go. How about Who Is Who?
Who is who? Who done it? Doctor Who?
Are you serious?
Guess so.
Oh, yeah, there you go. I've got more where that came from. I've got some serial knockoffs. 1-3-3-5-3.
Who owns the house of the hotels?
Monopoly?
That's right.
Oh, thank you very much. That's not a real game, though. 1-3-3-5-3. Have you seen a shameless knockoff? Have you seen something that's trying to get around legally?
Stop tweeting me.
It's too much fun. At Tom and Ollie with a Y. You with Tom and Ollie on Triple M? Santa Monica, Everclear, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Keep those tweets coming through at Tom and Ollie with a Y. Hashtag Sisterist is happening, making Ollie's cyst buzz from his new smartwatch that keeps giving him Twitter notifications. It's very fun. But 1-3-3-5-3, have you seen a shameless copycat? Have you seen something trying to copy something, but it's legally getting around it by changing the name of it or something?
Well, I'm going to see a clearly Harry Potter cutoff show, Tom. Play that sound. It's called Puffs. The quote says it exudes a jovial, winking fondness for all things Harry, but the show's called Puffs, or, in very small letters, 7 increasingly eventful years at a certain school of magic and magic. Which
magic
is normally
and magic.
Normally witchcraft and wizardry,
yeah.
Which is a far more exciting title.
That's funny.
In association with Tilted Windmills Theatricals, John Arthur Pinkard and David Carpenter.
Oh,
so
nice.
Lots of words that mean nothing to anyone, but I'll be heading along. And it's nice of Matt to cut out the price tag, so I'm not sure what he spent.
1-3-3-5-3. If you've seen a shameless copycat, Liam, you've seen one?
Oh, yeah. I saw a place called GFC a couple of times. It was a little chain, like, and it was pretty much dead ringer for KFC.
GFC?
Yeah, it was called Golden Fried Chicken.
No way.
I mean, is this pre-actual GFC, global financial crisis, or post-GFC?
I think it might have been pre-GFC, seeing as though it wasn't around after that.
You don't want to trade off on the fact that the crisis of the financial system.
I love stores that do this as well.
Yeah, there's a lot, aren't there?
Yeah.
There's
heaps.
What are they?
Well, Ollie, I've got a little game for you here. We were just doing board games before that are knockoffs.
Yeah.
You want some cereals?
Yeah.
Cereal knockoffs?
There is a good one. Is it... Rice Puffs is my favourite one.
Rice Puffs, yes. What's that for?
Curly Rice Bubbles.
How about Bran Flakes?
Well, is it all bran or corn flakes?
It's Sultana bran, actually.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm. Bran Flakes.
Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs? Was it a Harry Potter show with cocoa people in it?
Wheat Biscuits, of course.
Wheat Biscuits, yeah. Well, that'd be Wheat Bix.
this is a ridiculous one. Mighty Grain.
Mighty Grain?
Supposed to be Nutri-Grain, of course. Mighty Grain. I feel like these all come out of Aldi.
Who makes these? Yeah, is it Aldi?
I think so.
Because only a large company like Aldi would have the shamelessness to just go, I don't care that we're doing this, I'm just going to do it.
Fruity Rings?
Fruity Rings. I have had some Fruity Rings.
Have you?
Pretty much the same as Fruit Loops, just sugar.
Brilliant.
How'd you get that wrong?
Oh, that's fun. It's too much fun. Keep those tweets coming through as well.
And those calls. God. 1-3-3-5-3. Have you seen a cheap knockoff?
Yeah, great. This is mental as anything. If you leave me, can I come too? Well, desperate. You with Tom and Ollie? Oh, and Triple M. Very needy. Mental as anything. If you leave me, can I come too? Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Stick around because we've got a self-confessed sex addict, Nadia, on the show for Naughty After Nine. I can't wait for that one. But right now, those shameless copycats, those shameless rip-offs or knockoffs that you've seen, 1-3-3-5-3.
A lot of tweets coming through on the about hashtag cyst wrist, but I'll ignore those, except for old boy Gargamel posting a photo or a video of a pimple being squeezed. It's a different thing. A cyst isn't a pimple.
Jared gave us a call. He said that he saw black stone chips instead of red rock deli chips.
Black stone chips.
God. Not red rock.
It's shameless.
It is, isn't it? Jesse, you've seen a TV show, a bit of a knockoff?
Yeah, mate. Walking Dead. I was watching it on a streaming site.
Yeah.
And I came up next to it. It was like The Walking Deceased. I clicked on it. It was just some dodgy cartoon ripoff of The Walking Dead, and all the characters were dressed up the same.
You got your time wasted by it.
Well, I didn't watch it all. It was shocking.
I think when I first saw American Dad come out, I thought it was a cheap knockoff of Family Guy.
Really?
Because I was like, well, come on, it's the exact same thing. It's a cartoon family with a large dad.
Well, it's by the same guys, isn't it? It's by Seth. Oh, you just got another tweet, Ollie?
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
Sorry,
Johnson.
You looked at your watch.
What's the time? No, I've got a tweet from Mark Johnson saying thumbs up. So that's good. Keep it coming in.
Keep those buzzers happening. Oh, too much fun. Are we going to get to Roland, do you reckon, Producer Bell? Are we doing Roland? She's not listening. Nope. Great. All right. He hung up.
Hopefully,
oh, good content, Bell. Thanks so much.
By the way, just back to hashtag cyst wrist. I can't afford the ultrasound that's required to get it checked out to see what it is. So
the cyst on your wrist.
The cyst on my wrist. So I'm happy for the tweets to keep rolling in and for that vibration to hopefully fix with radiation the cyst.
Oh, God.
So keep tweeting me at Tom and Ollie. And you can tweet your sex questions to sex expert Nadia Bacotti, who's going to be talking all things, particularly female ejaculation as well.
Oh, that's up next. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.